While I welcome the rollout of 9 static speed cameras as announced by them, Garda Síochána, I am disappointed that we have nothing for the Sligo side of the N17. Now, the 9 speed cameras, I believe, have a budget of around 2.4 million over the next 18 months. And I had been hopeful that following the recent joint policing committee meeting in Sligo County Council, where a deputation of school children from Balnacaro National School attended that meeting, and they gave an outline of the concerns that children have regarding the crossing of the National Primary Route at Balnacaro, there the N17. Now, I've had numerous representations to both County Council meetings and the Joint Policing Committee regarding the need for speed enforcement along the N17. So it is disappointing that Sligo isn't on this, but I would be hopeful that an additional camera rollout would be announced, because I believe that the police, and I understand they're developing a business case for a further 100 static speed cameras, and I would be hopeful, and I will continue to lobby, that Sligo, on particularly the N17, gets one or some of those cameras, because static speed cameras are very effective. And the 9 locations today, unfortunately, Sligo isn't on it, but it is something we need to keep the pressure on Garda Síochána to get a speed camera for the N17, and particularly the Balnacaro section.
While Gardaí obviously have their reasons and determined these locations based on various bits of data, you'd imagine that the N17, particularly the Sligo side of the N17, would have made a very valid case for this initial rollout. You mentioned Balnacaro, but we do know that there's been numerous crashes, both serious and of a minor nature, happening on a regular basis, particularly on the Sligo side.
Yes, Catherine, we all know that the N17 in its present form is not fit for purpose. You know, the road is one of the busiest routes in the country, as indicated a couple of years ago when a traffic counter was placed on the road. Over 50,000 vehicles a week use that road from the north, we'll say from the north of Donegal right down to Cork. And the volume and sheer speed of traffic on that road, the road is not fit for the traffic that's there. And while I know TII, and we have received some funding to keep it alive, the progress of getting that road updated, we need speed controls in place on that road. There isn't a day goes by that, as a public representative, I don't get inundated with calls from people about speed on the N17. And I suppose the cameras that are being rolled out seem to have been located where there has been high incidence of fatalities. Unfortunately, we in this part of the West, in Sligo, we don't want to have fatalities on that road to make a case for the installation of these cameras. These cameras need to go in on the evidence that we have, and particularly from people living along that road and people who are using it on a daily basis. So the pressure needs to be kept on. And I know, in fairness to the Chief Superintendent in Sligo, Aidan Blacken, when I spoke to him, he certainly is doing his best to ensure that we get traffic cam and measures on that road. And we need to keep the pressure on to ensure that in the rollout of the next 100 static speed cameras, that Sligo, and particularly the N17, is included in that rollout.